Person-centered care planning. When the focus is set on providing the highest quality care, it enables people to receive personalized care and support that will shift and enrich every dimension of their life. The moment we rethink the approaches and relationships we build with the people we serve and the services provided, we realize that person-centered care and care planning plays a monumental part in placing the Mental Capacity Act principles. Through a good understanding of the Act, it is essential that the care services are delivered in a way that promotes and respects the human rights of people. Therefore, in cases where the decisions are made on behalf of people with mental health needs, who cannot make choices for themselves, it is always carried with the least possible restriction of one's freedom. What is person-centered care planning? Person-centered care planning is born out of the efforts of providing support that places the person in the center, making them the most important part of the care planning process. In other words, person-centered care should be personalized and bespoke to a person's preferences and needs. Therefore, the individual receiving support, their family members, friends or guardians should be involved in the process of care planning based on a person-centered approach. Person-centered care planning encourages service users to develop the confidence, skills and knowledge needed to make informed decisions about care plans and treatment options. The person-centered approach emphasizes humanized ways of communication and building relationships based on trust, respect and dignity, which is integral to creating meaningful and effective care management systems. Person-centered care values. Promoting the right values in person-centered planning that puts a person's needs first means carrying the role in a humanized way that emphasizes valuing and respecting the people you provide support. Being mindful and aware of the person-centered values that should be implemented in day-to-day care and support practices is important in the delivery of care. The values in care planning can be expressed in the following way. Privacy, dignity, choice, understanding, human rights, respect, compassion, individuality. Independence, equality, diversity. The key elements of these values serve as a great example of how providing care can benefit well-being, health and a person's freedoms. Person-centered care planning process. The person-centered care planning process is an evolving approach that continually promotes the active involvement and empowerment of individuals in their healthcare journey. It is related to the values that need to be followed if carers' intentions are to deliver an effective planning process. The first phase of creating and managing this process is for the carer to create a care plan that will be a shared document. The responsibility for the care plan should belong to the individual receiving care, not the care providers. It involves collaboratively developing a care plan that considers personal details and ensures reasonable adjustments are made to provide personalized care. This progressive process aims to empower individuals by actively involving them in making decisions and incorporating their life experiences, values, and aspirations. It promotes access to relevant information, enabling individuals to make informed choices and actively participate in their care. By recognizing and addressing specific needs, the person-centered care planning process fosters a holistic and coordinated care approach that places individuals at the center of their healthcare journey. Progressive language. Through the person-centered care planning process, carers engage in ongoing dialogue with individuals to establish a comprehensive care plan encompassing various aspects of their well-being. This process embraces progressive language by emphasizing the importance of actively listening to individuals and acknowledging their unique circumstances. It encourages healthcare providers to collaborate with individuals, considering their diverse backgrounds, identities, and preferences, to deliver respectful and person-centered care. By employing this approach, the healthcare system can promote inclusivity, respect autonomy, and support individuals in achieving their health goals while ensuring that the care plan is tailored to the person's needs. Communicating with a person, not patient. This model is a progressive shift in the realm of person-centered care. It recognizes that individuals seeking treatment are not merely passive recipients but active participants in their care journey. Carers can establish a collaborative care plan by actively involving the person in the decision-making process and tailoring the plan to their unique needs. This approach highlights the importance of communication and meaningful relationships between care providers and individuals, ensuring that a person's voice is heard and respected and fostering a sense of empowerment. It goes beyond traditional care practices by acknowledging the holistic nature of individuals' lives and addressing their physical, emotional, and social care and support requirements. Service providers who embrace this approach prioritize the individual's overall well-being and quality of life, creating a more inclusive and compassionate healthcare environment. By focusing on the person's circumstances and aspirations, care providers can offer tailored support beyond solely medical treatment. Social care aspects, such as emotional support and community engagement, become integral components of the care journey. The approach emphasizes collaborative partnerships between service providers and individuals, promoting mutual respect and trust. Care providers can better understand the person's values, preferences, and goals through this approach, resulting in a more effective and holistic care and support experience. Strength-based approach. Strength-based interventions focus on an individual's strengths, interests, and potential, ensuring these elements are central to any strategy. By prioritizing the person's unique qualities, this approach empowers individuals of all ages, including young people, to actively promote and harness their own strengths, offering invaluable insights. It also encourages service providers to develop a comprehensive understanding of the individual as a whole, enabling the recognition and promotion of positive aspects that contribute to their well-being and mental health. The strength-based approach opens up a multitude of possibilities. It holds a significant impact on individuals, as it underscores positive outcomes and solution-focused therapy that is centered around their mental health. Moreover, it embodies a recovery-oriented and positive psychology-oriented approach. Using goals, hobbies, and interests. Embracing the power of person-centered care, incorporating goals, hobbies, and interests has emerged as a progressive approach to fostering holistic well-being. A profound shift occurs by intertwining a person's aspirations, passions, and pursuits into care, enabling providers to tailor the care plan with an unwavering focus on what truly matters to the person. This innovative paradigm embraces the notion that nurturing one's goals, hobbies, and interests enables a sense of purpose and fulfillment and catalyzes the path to recovery, promoting a more vibrant and meaningful life journey for each unique person. Involvement in community. By recognizing the vital role that community members play in shaping the well-being of individuals, we are harnessing the power of collaborative decision-making and inclusive participation. This progressive approach invites diverse perspectives, empowers marginalized voices, and fosters a sense of belonging and shared responsibility. By championing community involvement, we are forging a path towards more holistic and empathetic care, where our community's collective wisdom and support can truly flourish. What is included in a person-centered care plan? Person-centered care plans continuously evolve to encompass a comprehensive range of elements that foster an individual's well-being. These plans progress beyond conventional approaches by embracing each person's unique needs, preferences, and values. They incorporate ongoing assessment and collaborative goal setting, ensuring the care provided is tailored and adaptive to the individual's changing circumstances. Moreover, person-centered care plans integrate holistic support, addressing physical health and psychological, social, and emotional aspects of a person's life. This approach acknowledges the interconnectedness of various well-being factors, enabling healthcare professionals to provide personalized treatment and empower individuals to participate in their care actively. In addition, person-centered care plans emphasize active communication and shared decision-making between the person receiving care, their family, and the healthcare team. They foster collaborative relationships, fostering trust, empathy, and mutual respect among all sides involved. The plans also promote autonomy and self-determination, recognizing that individuals should be at the center of decisions regarding their health and care. By integrating the perspectives and experiences of the person receiving care, their values and preferences are respected and incorporated into the care plan. Care planning strives for continuous improvement, enabling adjustments based on the person's evolving needs and aspirations. Get person-centered care with LEAF Complex Care. We at LEAF Complex Care embrace the transformative experience where holistic and person-centered care takes center stage. Empowering individuals to actively participate in their healthcare journey, our support workers nurture a collaborative relationship with the people they serve, fostering a profound sense of empowerment, choice, and autonomy through person-centered approaches and practices. Together, we co-create a future where personalized care transcends boundaries and revolutionizes the way we prioritize people's personal needs through consistent care plans. Contact us today. We deliver our services across the UK, with offices in Bristol, Exeter, Somerset, the Midlands and SLU. Reimagine care with LEAF Complex Care's progressive person-centered model of care planning. Your needs, your choices, your life. Read more about other topics. Blog is ADHD a learning difficulty? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, is not a learning difficulty. A learning difficulty causes challenges in a specific area of learning. ADHD is a neurological difference. Some of the challenges. Read more. Blog James's story. James, who is in his 20s, lives with Sotos syndrome and is on the autistic spectrum. He also lives with epilepsy. Before we started working with James, he was being. Read more. Blog mental health support. Mental health is an umbrella term that encompasses people's thoughts, feelings, and behavior. A person's mental health is intrinsically related to every area of their life. Mental health can affect. Read more.